frequency was utilized during an actual disaster and fine business took place.
Yeah, talk about the bone guy who's the traffic got fast, yeah.
They couldn't do it any other way, but they had to come here where the radios were at.
Everybody here, you're even here, you hate this place. You despise us, you despise us. The Shelby shit, the energy and all the crap that goes on here. You just absorb it like a dead sponge, man. I mean, you're like a dried up sponge. You're absorbing it and you're like, oh, but you hate it. Oh, it's a destruction to ham radio. Oh, then why are you here? There is some guy, some kind of lawyer type, man. A big wig with the legs of Arnold. He's dead, man.
Yeah, he had it.
QST2ST Morris-Smith at the FCC has been aware of the poor operating practices on 7200 in the last 2 months. Warning letters are being mailed out to most operators on the system. Be prepared for future fines ranging from $7,500 to $10,000. This is a QST from W1, AW, Northeast Region, 73.
Well, 73, man.
QST Morris Smith at the FCC has been aware of the poor operating practices on 7200 in the last 2 months. Warning letters are being mailed out to most operators on this frequency. Be prepared for future fines ranging from $7,500 to $10,000. This is a QST from W1, AW, Northeast Region, 73. See that because he's here for a whole different reason.
W, go. That's what I thought there. I'm looking at you there, Mark. How you doing? Oh, we're doing fine. I'm out here talking with our Sergeant of Arms, number four. And we had a couple different people joining in and throwing some comments in there. And we was able to help them out there. What do you think? Over. Let me see if I'm not passing over to Horace there. Horace, can you hear him? It's Steve, K1FRC.